because I'm going to the UK to meet Big Fatty. Oh, no, that's right. Bow, bow. Fail Big Fatty. He's not coming to London, so... Anyway, I'm still having my holiday to the UK, even though it's been totally ruined by Big Fatty, and the whole purpose for going there doesn't even exist anymore.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
It's been totally ruined by Big Fatty.
Hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1174 of the BFO for the 27th of July 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. Big Fatty, what do you got? I've got all kinds of shit. Big Fatty. Hello, Uckers! Big Fatty, we got it! We understand one for a change! Hi, everyone! I hope your variety is going well. And y'all, by that music, you know what that means. Y'all, today, variety, the 27th of July, y'all, today is the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games over there in the Ark. And y'all, I know the y'all that Steve in the Ark and Naught and Twinkle Boy and the Red FF Pop and everybody else over there in the Ark, all the Flat 29 lads and all y'all, everyone over there, they've got Olympic fever. They've got Olympic fever, and you know what? Big Fatty's got Olympic fever too. Big Fatty, you can't even talk. You've got it. I'm such a bad case of it. But y'all, the opening ceremonies will be on later this evening. Of course, that'll be on a tape delay because you know the Ark. The Ark is 5 hours. Ahead of the only time zone that matters, and y'all, so that's a lot of things will be just seen in a tape delay. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, I gotta say, Big Fatty loves, and I do mean loves, the Olympics, y'all. This weekend, I think I read somewhere that this weekend is when all the men's will have their gymnastics, their tumbling. You know, they have those tumblers, and I believe there's some swimming and diving too, or something like that. And y'all, you know who doesn't love well-defined menses in tight-fitting clothes. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Well, I could say it again, but I've got Olympic fever, so I'm not going to say it again. Big Fatty, thank you so much for not saying it again. So, anyway, so y'all, I hope that you have Olympic fever and you get to enjoy the Olympics if you are so inclined over the next... I believe it goes for the next two weeks through like the 11th or the 12th of August, y'all. So, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, that even goes longer than it is to Dr. Stone's birthday. It's true, y'all. It is absolutely true. By the way, y'all, don't forget now, Dr. Stone, although he is competing in the Olympic beatnik competition, you know, with that beatnik haircut, y'all. I believe he's going for gold. He is. He's hoping to medal, as they say. Big Fatty, you like to medal in lots of things. But y'all, I'm trying to talk until this damn music is over. But you know, it's just endless, y'all. Kind of like the Olympics, Big Fatty. Why don't you just let it play? Okay, why don't we just do that? Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you. Jesse, y'all, you know, I had that whole list of exitings of the birth canals that the assistant sent to me. But y'all, the only one that I recognized on there, and y'all, I don't even know if he listens to the BFO anymore. I know he used to, y'all. Y'all, it's that Mike Hipp. That Mike Hipp from the Atlanta. Y'all, you know, he does the Soy Candles by Phoebes. And, you know, Soy Candles by Phoebes, sponsors some of the Crema specials each year. So y'all, if you know Mike Hipp, if you see him on the Twitty, send him a little message saying happy exiting of the birth canal. Big Freddy reminded us. Yes, Big Freddy. I mean, will there be cake?
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is RC calling from Madison, Wisconsin. I just wanted to say I love your little show. And I'm sending in the long form today. It's actually right here. Can you hear it? Yeah, that's it. And you should be receiving it sometime later this week. I have a Big Fatty, or Ask Big Fatty question.
Yeah, Gussie Aussie, you're a fairly new listener. Maybe you don't know. But before we can have an Ask Big Fatty question, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Aussie up there in Cheese Country in the Wisconsin's, formerly of where my grandson used to live. Aussie?
What is the closest? I know you use the dating site. What is the closest you've ever been to somebody before things fell through without them meeting you? Like, someone will give you feet, someone will give you miles. What's the closest you've ever been to somebody and for whatever reason they didn't meet you or you didn't meet them? I have a new record. Mine is 10 feet. We were just too busy talking to our friends and we couldn't meet. What a load of shit. Anyway, I love the show. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Aussie, this is a lovely question. And Aussie, you know, before all the mechanical dating sites and everything, you know, there have been, you know, Big Fatty's been sitting and talking to somebody sitting right next to him. And, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, no, we're not. Oh, no, not gonna happen. Or you see somebody, you know, we and I'm sure we've all experienced this. You know, you see someone and you go, is that the person that is in that picture on the inner tubes? Because if so, they've put on 40 pounds and you know, shrunk by 6 inches. Big Fatty, and by 6 inches, what do you mean? Oh, I think, Poodle, I think RC knows what I mean. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's John Kobeck, the number 1300 faller from New York, New York. I'm just calling to remind you of something very important coming up. 3 weeks from this Wednesday, on August 15th, I hope you haven't forgotten, you have a doctor's appointment. Time to draw some blood again. So I wouldn't be fulfilling my duties and responsibilities as the 1300th caller if I didn't call you to remind you of this. And now I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon too much, Baker.
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, y'all, we've got another question for Axe Big Fatty, and y'all, this is from that John Kobeck up there in New York, New York. So nice, they named it twice. John?
If your cholesterol and your blood sugars and all that stuff continue in the good direction, are you going to stop your medication or at least cut it down? That would be great, wouldn't it? Okay, Big Fatty. That's my question, and I just emailed you the long form, and I want to end this call by saying you can count on me.
Yeah, gussy, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's John Kobeck from up there in the New York, New York. And John, this excellent question. Excellent question. Now, I may have read a little something into this question. I assume that when you said, are you going to stop your medication, that you are referring to my cholesterol medication and not, the Zoloft. Because, no! Big Fatty, please, whatever you do, don't ever stop that. Or if you do stop it, give it to me, because I'll need it to keep calm. But John, this is why I'm going to the doctor to have the blood drawn. On the 15th, and thank you so much for the reminder, because he is going to review the blood work and see if I can be weaned from the medication. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, long-time listener, first time Big Fatty census error, filler out error. But listen, I just cannot do the census because I have not received it in the mail, and I have been looking every day. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't have one. Can you please post out another one? This time you'll have to delete all the references to church and state, because Australia is just like America. We are evil. We do not have church and state. Okay, Scotty, littleaussiebattler @gmail.com.
Big Fatty, why? Oh.
You're fat.
Oh. Big Fatty, why is he breathing so heavy? Y'all, as has been discovered, and I believe they discovered it over at that Dubious Intentions, Scotty likes to masturbate when he calls the little shows, and y'all, evidently he likes to do that when he calls Big Fatty. Y'all, Scotty has been sent. Scotty has been sent the long form, and y'all, I am not sure if it has been returned or not, because quite frankly, I just hadn't had a chance to take a good inventory of all of that, y'all. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the e-letters. Because, quite frankly, I want to go over here to the e-letters and read some of these things. Let's just see here now. Where are the e-letters? Y'all, I'm trying to figure out. By the way, y'all, I downloaded. I guess I should do the technology. Technology. Buy it, bring it, box and serve it. Technology. Y'all, I downloaded what did I download? I downloaded the Mountain Lion to the home computer. Y'all, it's updating again now. So anyway, I may not be able to get over here to the e-letters in a reasonable amount of time. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, Eva has just sent something in. It says, the mysterious long form belongs to Dr. Whiteboy Stone, formerly known as Miss Wes. Y'all, yes! Oh, y'all, that was the census thing that I wanted you to all figure out and everything. And y'all, nobody else even responded, Big Fatty. Anyway, there you go. Y'all, what did I do? Where are my e-letters? Y'all, I don't know what I've done here. Okay, it's all in a different format now. Big Fatty, I tell you what, before you fuck it up, you've got to get that census song in before the time runs out. Just play it, okay?
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
And it's not too late for Mexicans either.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Y'all, I got quite a few censuses. Sensei? Is it Sensei? I don't know. Big Freddy, who knows? I don't know, something tells me I've read some of these. Jim has sent his in, and he says, attached is my census, always pleased to do my civic, not my cervix duty, not duty. You belch chicken wing. Y'all, I've already read that one. Y'all, this is Jim. Thank you. I kept that one because of the chicken wing recipe. And there's the picture of the cat on the head. I got to send that to Miss Beaver. Y'all, the ant out there in the San Fran. Y'all, he sent me something that the Whole Foods is doing. You can win a chance to win a year of bacon. If you like them on the face space, but y'all, I don't do the face space, so y'all can go over there and do that. The Gravitas went back. He was doing his census, and it says, "What is your favorite episode?" Y'all, he started going back and listening to all the old ones and touching himself inappropriately. Y'all, I'm sorry. This is just ruined. Just ruined. Y'all, anyway. All right, well, that's your Big Fatty. You just fucked it up at the end of the week, as expected. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Just lovely. And, y'all, I hope you don't have to say...
It's been totally ruined by Big Fatty.
Well, of course it has. He's got Olympic fever.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.